Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As our last caller makes uncomfortable comments about his wife, Tommy's wife, and all our wives not being in the realm of the most overrated actress of our time, let's be fair about the Giannis right. Jalen Brunson. Am I wrong about that? When she popped on the Dodger Blue Jay game last night to do the open, and I'm not saying she isn't beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Her acting skills suck. She's a horrible actress. I've seen her in a lot. I mean, her personality is that of a thumb. Like, I gotta tell you, overrated.
She does certain things very well.
I'm gonna sound like Russo when I say this. And she has no Sally Field. I'll tell you that right now.
You gotta watch.
She is no Meryl Streep. Let me tell you. I've seen Meryl Streep. She can't act like Meryl Streep. But you know what? In this case, Doggy's probably right. Like, I mean, come on. Do I need her at the beginning of the Dodger Blue Jay game in her voice to be do we work hard?
Oh, you like hate Sydney Sweeney.
I don't hate her at all. I just think she's overrated.
You just mocked the hell out of her multiple times. This is someone who guested it on this radio show on the show right before us.
What does that mean? We had Brian Cashman on. It doesn't stop people from ripping
our house, but that's Brian Cashman. People are tired of him. They're not tired of Sydney Sweeney.
I'm just saying she's overrated. I don't think anyone can actually even argue.
You're crushing her, dude.
What have you watched besides sports in
Handmaid's
the last 3 months?
Tale.
Okay, so you're judging her off one performance?
The romantic comedy in which she's hooking up with
the boat.
Yes, with the boat.
That movie sucked, I'll give you. You can't judge her on that.
Her acting was so bad in that.
Watch Euphoria.
I watch Euphoria.
Watch Sharper Objects.
Watch The Voyeurs.
White Lotus, Voyeurs, right. You're going to change your mind.
Okay, see, here's the complicated thing that I need to explain to you guys very carefully. I understand we all think she's attractive. That's not my point.
But no, I'm not talking
about her looks at all. It has nothing to do with this. I'm talking about her acting. Her acting is atrocious.
I just gave you four things. She's excellent at acting.
Okay, I've seen two of them, and they're all bad.
Okay.
Not the shows,
by the way,
her acting. Her acting's not good.
If she was in the Expos documentary, you'd think she's a great actress.
I don't know why you keep bringing up sports. I've watched these other things. I just told you that. I don't think she's a good actress.
Sydney Sweeney killed the Montreal Expos? I didn't see that swerve coming.
I didn't see that either.
She's fine. She's like middle of the road as far as her acting.
Tommy.
She's just very popular and famous because, I don't know, why was Pamela Anderson popular and famous? Why is anybody I don't think Taylor Swift is the best singer on the planet. That'll piss a lot of people off. But she's the most famous person because she has it. Right?
Tommy?
Sydney Sweeney has it.
Tommy, I respect you. You're being very honest. You're agreeing with me without fully agreeing with me.
Of course, I think she's attractive. That's why I like her a lot.
That's fine.
I like Euphoria, but if Sydney Sweeney wasn't in it, I'd probably still like the show. I would still like White Lotus. She was only in the one season.
If you had to grade her acting on a scale from 1 to 10, what is it? 5?
No.
4.5?
I'm an easy grader. I'd give her like a 7, a C. Okay. Oh, now these jokes write themselves. You want me to give her a D?
I just kind of want to say tisk, tisk, tisk. Because that's what Tommy left off the hit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Have Evan's lost. He's back in middle school for Evan.
Let's go to David in Pomona. What's up, David?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, Evan.
Yes.
Evan, you're having way too much fun with this Jalen Brunson and Antetokounmpo trade. And as a Net fan, you're having way too much fun. Listen, why would the Knicks trade a guy that gave up all his money to stay with them? Come on now. You got to be kidding me.
So you would do it because the player you're getting back is better and gives you a better chance to win.
And I don't think it's about loyalty. I think it's about what ultimately gives you the best chance to win.
Well, but
if you're Leon Rose and you are Knicks, brass, that's what matters most.
I want to tell you a story. It's a true story, and I don't know if you guys remember this, but I love to refer to old conversations on WFAN, because this is a radio station that's been around forever. We've talked about it all. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember when Manny Machado was being traded and then eventually a free agent? You guys remember that?
Yeah, he went to the Dodgers.
Kind of.
He was traded to the Dodgers, eventually signed with the San Diego Padres. There were a group of Yankee fans that wanted Manny Machado. Why wouldn't you? And there was a group of Yankee fans that didn't want Manny Machado, because at the time, Manny wanted to play shortstop, and Yankee fans were very loyal to Didi Gregorius.
That was
a real discussion on this radio station. Yes, Manny's better than Didi, but he's Didi, replace Jeter, like, we love Didi. And I remember sometimes you just have to, it's tough and it sucks, throw out the loyalty and look at the back of the baseball card.
Wasn't that a little bit of an inflation of Didi, though?
Yes.
This is not an inflation of Jalen Brunson.
Well, I think it's an inflation of the loyalty towards him. Because look what our last caller said. He didn't bring up his stats. He brought up his money.
I'm talking about Didi as a player. No disrespect to Didi as a player. But Manny Machado was significantly better. Right? And so...
Yeah, of course.
When you're talking about Jalen Brunson, you can't treat him like he's a replacement player. You know, he's an elite, great finisher in this league. And he's proved it over the last couple of seasons. So... You can't just replace him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm just saying,
it's not the same feel.
Teague, it's never going to be the same when you make comps. Like, I admit that. There's no comparison that's perfect. Even the one I did with Tommy with his wife and the actress who's overrated. Like, I get it. Sydney Sweeney.
Say her name.
Say my name! It's not a perfect comparison, but I remember how emotion can sometimes flood what makes you better. So our last caller, just responding to him, brought up the money that Jalen Brunson took less of to say, how could you do that?
Right.
And what he is saying is from an emotional standpoint.
I don't agree with that at all.
And that's his point.
Right. But that's his point. But my point, what I followed with that was ultimately the Knicks want to win a championship.
Yeah.
Period.
Let me ask Evan this. After the first loss in the finals, would you have traded Jason Kidd for that era's Giannis?
You got to give me the player, bro.
Well, he got
me to the finals, too.
Jalen Brunson hasn't gotten you to the finals. The Eastern Conference finals.
Okay, but
the Knicks, that's like getting to the finals over the last 25 years, and he could still get to the finals. My point is, I want to tug on your heartstrings a little bit. And also, Jason Kidd made that team tick. Same thing with JB,
so
with the Knicks.
Because Giannis has won a title, and I'm going to try to make your comp work, would I have traded Jason Kidd for Kobe Bryant? Yes. Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Shaquille O'Neal? Yes.
Okay,
would I have traded Jason Kidd for Tim Duncan? Yes.
I don't think Giannis is any of those three players, but okay, if you want to make those comparisons, fine. But he's not Kobe Bryant. He's not Tim Duncan. He's certainly not Shaquille.
You know who thinks that Giannis is better than Shaquille O'Neal? Did you hear this?
Shaquille O'Neal?
Who do you think thinks Giannis is better than Shaquille O'Neal? And you're going to respect who I say, because it's someone who said it yesterday. Shaquille O'Neal. Thank you, Tiki.
Come on.
Shaquille O'Neal said, Giannis is better than me. So I'm just answering your question because you tried to pull on my heartstrings.
Better is the wrong word. I'd say different.
Oh, very different. I mean, beyond different. The only thing they're similar at is being crappy free throw shooters. No, but I'm answering your question.
Who was worse?
Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Kobe Bryant? Yes. Would I have traded Jason Kidd for Tim Duncan? Yes. Give me another one who's won a title, who's on that level. When you come up with one, ask me. I'll give you an honest answer. I think I just did. Yeah, you're trying to think, all right. Stumped your ass.
Yeah, the problem is I pulled up the top 50 players of that year. There's only a couple because of the dynasties that won titles. So it's a hard comp. It's only Duncan, Shaq, or Kobe.
Okay, well then you can't make the comp.
Otherwise you're getting into Paul Pierce, Allen Iverson.
Okay, but it's one ring for Giannis. It's not like he's won three championships. So I'm trying to think of like somebody like Karl Malone, somebody that was really good. But Giannis did win one.
You're
so
minimizing his one ring?
I'm not trying to minimize.
Trying to say it wasn't a real ring because the team he beat in the Eastern Conference semifinals was mortified by injuries? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to take a shot at your horrible team.
That's actually not a shot. That's a defense of them. But if you want to say that, that's your call.
No, the point, yeah, right. If Kyrie doesn't get hurt and big toe away. I'm not going to take anything away from it. But it's only one championship.
Only one championship.
It's only one championship.
Think about how dumbed down you've made this conversation. It's only one title. It's only one title? Now it doesn't matter?
Actually, the most insulting thing was comparing Brunson to Jason Kidd to begin with in that year.
Well, he tried to tug on my heartstrings, which I respect. He just couldn't come up with a perfect comp. It's not easy. Joe is in Mattawan, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ben. How you guys doing?
What's up?
I got a question. It's about Giannis coming over to the Knicks. And were you serious about the airport thing?
Yes. Giannis Antetokounmpo said, quote, "I don't want to live in the United States. As soon as I leave the NBA, I want to go home to Greece." And he loves returning home to Greece. So he goes home a lot, I'm being dead serious. And I'll give you a comp so you don't think
I'm... one more thing when you're done.
Of course. Because I know that does come across like I'm being some smartass.
Yeah, without context, it doesn't make any sense.
So he has talked about going home a lot and the convenience of going home. It's kind of similar to why a lot of Japanese players prefer the West Coast. It is just easier to fly back home when you're living on the West Coast as compared to the East Coast.
And the Dodgers will spend whatever they want to get you.
Right, but I'm talking about Ohtani even going to the Angels.
Oh, I know.
Like, the West Coast is a preference. So in the case of Giannis, absolutely, and I'm not the first to say this, a part of why he's drawn in by the New York market is his ability to fly home on a direct flight to Athens, Greece. Yes.
Yeah, those are the two airports that have direct flights to Athens, Greece.
But you know he's flying private. He's not going through JFK and, like, sitting commercial, sitting in coach next to somebody.
Well,
his
family might.
Exactly.
And they don't. They live in Greece now.
And here's the thing. You may be right in terms of how he flies home, but maybe his family doesn't, or maybe when his family visits, it doesn't.
Right.
So I do think that matters. It's not the end-all, be-all, because, again, he's not demanding a trade to any New York team. He didn't say the Nets in that whole thing.
He actually said no. He said, leave me alone.
Well,
I'm trying to go win a championship right here.
That's his public answer.
But that's his and I believed him. It's best because they're 3-1, and he's averaging 36 points a game, and he's dominant right now.
No, I get you.
They only have one loss.
They're going to keep this
up? Cavaliers. They lost, and he scored 40.
You think they're going to keep this up?
I have no idea. We're four games in.
No, I agree. That's why it's a difficult question. I didn't think they
would be this good to start the season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.